welcome to another episode of Journey with Michael and Ryan. I am Michael, and Ryan is still overseas enjoying his honeymoon. He's over in South America with his beautiful wife, Van, and they are touring around for the next 6 weeks. So I hope you have an amazing time, brother. And this week, it's a little bit different. I wanted to share some of my poetry, actually. So instead of just talking about a theme and a topic this week, I'm gonna drop in some vulnerability. Some of these poems have never ever been said out loud. I've written them, I've just put them way into my collection. And it's really interesting because out in the world, I'm so comfortable standing in front of people, talking, doing an auction, MCing, hosting an event, talking to camera, doing a podcast, no qualms. But when it comes to reading my own poetry, it always makes me feel a little nervous. I think it's because this is how I create. This is how I don't do it enough. But when I go into my poetry writing processes, it really comes from a deeper place. It's full creativity. I open up and I just download a poem and I just keep writing until it's done. And that's my process on that. And it's really interesting when I've been talking to other people who write poetry or just writing in general and asking about their process. And I love hearing how different everybody's one is. And it's something that has always kind of been with me. And I've always really enjoyed creative writing and just writing poetry in general. And I've done it bits and pieces throughout my life, but it was about 2 years ago just over a year and a half ago now, that it really just erupted in me, and I just started really writing amazing poetry. And so I'm going to share some with you, and I hope you enjoy it. So this one's called Curiosity. Curiouser and curiouser, we delve down the rabbit hole, staring at the abyss, only to have it stare back at you. Inquire, seek, be curious, with an open heart. What can you see? What can you learn? Seek for forgiveness from all that you have done. What are the burning questions that need to be asked? Can you soften? Can you cry? Can you laugh until the day you physically die? You are a god. What a gift this all is. So be curious, be strong. Curiosity sealed with a kiss. And it's really interesting reading back my poetry, because it can take me, sometimes I can really remember that moment, that time, where it came from, where it came out, or sometimes it might have just been, I had some words flash up in my, into my mind, or it's a sentence, and I'm like, okay, cool, I've got time, I'll jump into that and allow it to open up and get created. So it's like, best way to describe it is, you can smell a smell from your childhood and it takes you right back. Well, when I read words that I've written, in this creative process, as poems, it sometimes takes me right back there, and I love it. So this one is called Gallant. Smiles so big, like a gazelle who just sidestepped the lion, the magnificent beast will feed soon. Not now, friend, rest. You need your energy. Just as the seasons come to pass, so will your meal. Lay next to your lioness queen, let her heal you with her touch. Gently licking your wounds, the only way a queen knows. Forever in the safety of each other, no one better. Kingship and queenship, so deep it's a smother. Rest, dear friends, you will feast soon enough. For now, indulge in the faces of something so sacred, hold him in all his rough. So, nice little outlay of writing on that one. It was just more about the energy in a relationship and relating and just being really equal, but also being polar opposites in your polarities and still nurturing and holding each other. And yeah, so that was it's a really, really nice poem. I remember writing that one. Yep. Next ones we got. It's called Horizons of Clear. Under the candlelight dwells the monster within. The diminishing tactic like a plague. Seek yet to learn the understanding of the shadows. Is there a monster under the bed? Or is it that we are just too afraid to look? So what actually is the monster? Significance lies within the meaning. only to have been created by me. Banish, O beast, I send you with love, for I am you and you are me, rolling surreptitiously like waves from the sea. I can see the horizon, only this time is straight into the abyss, where only God knows what you would miss. The sticky, malignant, black tar of avoidance creates a snowball as big as the deepest well. Listen to the love. It's the only truth. Reigns supreme. Got me hanging by the heart in a noose. So, I remember writing that one now. So, it's about, you know, your journey, your work as a human, and just having the courage to face the monsters under the bed, like the shadows within yourself and the things that you avoid. And, you know, a lot of this stuff that I write, it's like really personal to me. It's a really big way of how I can kind of like see myself and reflect myself back to myself. I'm an avoider, you know, I avoid things, and that's something I know about myself. And then I allow it to just get bigger and bigger and bigger till it gets to a point where I've got to do something about it. And then every time I'm like, man, why don't I just do something about it in the beginning and not let it snowball? And so that was just about the black malignant oozy tar, you know, like that thick, heavy, you know, avoidance. That's that avoidance is, well, that's what I feel like anyways, and that's what that's where that poem came from there. So the next one I've got here, it's a two pager. Oh, when I read this one just now, picking the ones I'm going to read, I haven't read this one since I've written it, and it brought some up emotion in me, actually, because I remember exactly where I was. It's called, Am I Who You Say I Am? What is it that you see? Who do you think is me? Why is it that I have always been told I am too much? Am I? Constantly battling between awareness and action, when all it really comes down to is I just want to be loved. Why is it that the inner turmoil rages daily? Why can't I just let my guard down and live what most call as happy? Am I too old for you? Am I too loud for you? Am I too much for you? Does my directness need to soften? Who really is at the core of this? Sometimes I just feel so rotten. I push away so I can keep nice and safe, like a heavy blanket in winter and never wanting to leave. Is happiness actually attainable? My prognosis says no. Fuck it, I say, and carry on with the life show. Is that really all I could do? So many neuroses to work through. We're crazy insane or of the same sided coin. I just want wild, passionate love, powerful energy right from my loin. My rollercoaster life of euphoric highs and manic lows. I can say all the right things, but push comes to shove, I really don't fucking know. It's a strange place to be, in constant curiosity, all while looking in the mirror and never knowing who is looking back. I try, God, do I try. I feel and say I am growing, but even then, I still feel the brutal precipice of unworthiness stabbing me in the heart with a dagger. Fuck it, I don't know what I am doing anymore. So many people I let down, drop them to the floor. I just want to run away to the woods, light a fire, cook my steak, and fight until my last breath. I chose all this, but everything feels like a prison, and all I want to do is perish and come back as a phoenix risen, spreading my heart's love, expanding the people who I meet. But who am I? Just one man, lonely in defeat. I am an addict, addicted to the stories imprinted on my ego, just floating, detaching and breathing in constant inquisition, never actually seeing. I wish I could actually be brave, be constantly vulnerable. Now that would be honorable. Who am I and what is this? Just a man searching in and for love forever, for a forever constant first kiss. Whew. Yeah, sometimes when I write, it is just pure, deepest emotion. It just rolls out, you know. Sometimes it's directed at things, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just a wash, just to get it out. It's just a deep reflection of myself. And reading something that I've written that's powerful like that, it brings up a bit of the emotion. But that's the power of poetry. It's the power of writing. It's the power of just expressing, and then getting to share it with all of you. That's it's a powerful process. This one doesn't even have a title. Sometimes, so when I write a poem, I'll write it, and then when it's finished, I'll just go back to the top, and then I'll just sit there and let a title download and go through a few, and if one lands, boom, I'll write it down and then underline it. But sometimes one doesn't land, and so sometimes the poems don't have a title. How do we describe a feeling within our own purview? Opening that window to the soul, rushing our essence to mere words, gushing with feeling, and emotion of energy, spice and all things nice. It's time to express, enchant, enhance, enlighten and brighten, embrace, and with due course set the mood on fire and fuck with radiance. Radically shift, fall and play with open defiance. Impossible to describe the sanctity of our spectrum. Just let it course through your body, licking every bead of perspire, heating up, walking through the fire. With the slow, hard, tender flow of life, fall in love with love, baby. Free falling or precipice, it all doesn't matter. Feel it so hard you will never miss. And a cool little story about that is that was the first poem I wrote in this incredible book that my sister gave to me for a present to write my poems in. So Bianca, thank you very much. It is an incredible book. So there's a couple more that I just want to read that I have here. And then if you're sticking around, you've listened this far, thank you so much. It's been an honor to share with you. Thank you for listening to these words that I've written. This is called Untapped Potential. It's time to be in front. Small is not the game. Perched up high is a Scottish Highlands farmer overlooking the facade of cliffs on a still summer's golden sunset. With the freedom of onlooking out onto the vast endless oceans, where the epilogue of openness gives space to the infinite possibilities that can be chosen. Take a big breath into the lungs. The cage of the human prison has been escaped. Ravidly grasping at every seeking created opportunity, be in front. There is no other way. Seek it as on a hunt. The choke of mediocrity is still just that, a choice. What needs to be understood is the choice is all still yours. Beneath stories of the succubus, I can't, lays oceans of resources, of untapped potential. So drill, drill deeper than before. Breathe back into those lungs of yours. Give me a fucking roar. And that was a poem. I was actually down in a different city, actually just helping a friend and just staying with her for a couple of weeks, and really just helping her come out of sobriety and really starting to get some good habits, and helping her nervous system start to de-inflame, you know, start to feel a bit more safe, and get her into the cold baths and breath work every day, and just eating well and getting some of beta supplements in there. And you know, it was a real privilege, a real honor to be asked to help do that, and she's doing amazing now, and you know, I'm really proud of her. And this poem was written in front of her, in front of the fireplace in the room that I was staying. It's a beautiful old 1900s home, and I had this big room, and it had this open fireplace, and I would sit down there and write poetry, and this one came. And it was really an honor of her, about like getting out in front, you know, getting in front of your addictions, get in front of your shadow, and just turning around and then seeing it and facing it. And there was a big reflection on me while I was there as well, and just about like there were still parts of me that I still make myself small, or, you know, there's times that I can step up and through when I don't. And it's because there's still parts of, am I going to be judged? Am I going to be judged too much? Or, you know, just these bullshit things that I'm still overcoming, and I think I'll always will, but they're just so quiet now. But this is where my poetry can come in as a healing tool for moving through different things. I'm going to read this one. It's called Beams of Divinity. White lights sparkling the air, that if they had a scent, it would smell like the crisp air in the deep middle of winter, standing in the snow with no wind and blue skies and minus 10 degree weather. There is magic in these. Beams, the power of to change. Can you feel her call? You need to do this. All you need to do is listen. She speaks ever so softly, but her voice is yelling at the same time. The perchment of divinity, downloading codes of wisdom, a fresh cycle of the moon, burn and rebirth as you want, listening. Go only. Letting go only makes room for the new, but only if you have the courage to ask. An artist, a cosmic artist, we are but dancing under her glare. Sleeping love, gratitude, and abundance. So large, it should be hard to bear. And I remember writing that one. That was on a full moon many, many, many months, long time ago. Just sitting around with Ryan and Van and I think Vero. And we were just doing some burning ceremony, burning away what doesn't work for us and calling in what we want. I want to finish off with one more. So this one here, this was written when I was in the depths of a dark night of the soul. This is a long time ago now, and I was just, poetry really helped me kind of process the depth of the dark emotion that I was feeling at the time after a huge breakup. But breakup poetry is always some of the best poetry that you're going to write. It's just full of just passion and just barrenness and you know, grief and all the good things that come up into words. So this one doesn't even have a title either. Stripped to the bottom, become nothing, nowhere. Heavy on the heart, feels too much to bear. In the depths of it all, I relinquish all control. Who or what will be reborn? Well, that's yet to be told. The actual pain of living death, the killing of the old. When will the phoenix rise? When do I get the gold? Even that fallacy of gold to be given, what the fuck does it even matter? When everything you want, you create. O phoenix, O serpent, you are one and the same. Only a lowly ego will tell me you are different. I have seen it now. I face it brave. Who or what can be, while it truly is unwritten? Presently sitting, waiting, feeling smitten to the death of the old. Make way for the new. Sit around and toast to the brew. Unlocking of superpowers is just so fucking hard. Trampled to death, cut with a shard. Dragging me upwards each step. It is love and the divine blasting me with each rep. For love, it is all, everything and one. The truth is love. You feel it in the physical when you come. Nice little cheeky finish there. So there's a few of my poems. I'm feeling very raw, very soft, very, very open. Sharing some of those like deep words, and even if the words don't resonate to somebody listening to them, me being the person that's written them and where those words or that time came from, to me help process energy or emotion or whatever it is. So if you lasted this long, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. I would love, if you are a poet writer, if you are a poet and you don't know it, or maybe you do some cool writing or just creations, I'd love to hear them. I'd love to see them. And you know, the more creators can collab and make it more okay, the more we go into our creation and we can co-create within the world. But yeah, so really appreciate you standing by or sitting around and listening to this podcast. And yeah, it really meant a lot to be able to share them. And I hope you have an amazing week. I will have a guest here next week. I've got the brother Brad Roach coming up. So he's got an amazing journey that he's been on the last 12 months, where he stepped out of life, sold everything, stayed in his van, trained for an MMA fight, went to Thailand, went to England, did all the amazing things. You're going to be blown away with the story. And I'm super grateful that he's going to come on and share it. It's going to be really, really powerful. Who knows how long it will go, but it's going to be a great show. So anyways, we'll see you next week, and I appreciate you for staying by. Thanks.